This news surprised Flith.
You're going with them, Captain? How long have you been gone?
Rifton was not one to give away valuable information.
For as long as it takes. That's all you need to know. Now listen. You'll be in charge here while I'm gone. So I want to find things in good order on my return. Got that?
Flith saluted.
Aye, Captain, you can rely on me. But there ain't no reason for you to go off sailing now, I can see.
Rifton leaned closer, dropping his voice so the slaves could not eavesdrop on what he was about to say.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret, Flith, so keep it to yourself. Agenu is only king by blood. He's a pure ferret, but the law of Riftguard says that a proper king must not only be of the blood, but that he must possess and wear the crown and paw ring, which is the symbol of his office.
Flith raised his eyebrows.
I never knew that. So what you're saying is, since he's got no crown and paw ring, Agenu ain't a real king, just a sort of deputy?
Rifton leaned on his spear and nodded.
Right. I served under Sarango, the old king. Now he was a proper ruler. But then he went off on that voyage with Agenu. Ha! I recall well the day Sarango told Agenu he was taking him along. The fat, useless fool wept like a baby. But Sarango wanted to toughen Agenu up. Said he'd either come back here as a king or not at all. They was off to plunder some place called Red Wall. It's supposed to be full of treasure, but they never found it. Agenu was the only one to make it back to Riftguard alive. No beast knows, except Agenu himself, what happened beyond the seas in that other land called Mossflower. And he ain't never said a word of what went wrong or how he lost a leg. Think of it. A king, his crown and paw ring, 50 good rat guards and a great ship, all lost. Agenu was close to death's door when he crawled ashore off an off-wrecked ship's longboat.
Flith nodded.
I recall that. I was only a young rat guard myself at the time. Well, you can't blame Agenu for not wanting to go back to sea.
Rifton sniggered humorlessly.
No, that's why he's sending Curda and Blad. They've got to find out if King Sarango's still alive. If it turns out Sarango's dead, they've got to bring back his crown and paw ring. Then Agenu will be a real king, and so will whichever of his two brats follows in succession.
Flith thought about this, then scratched his tail.
But why do you have to go, Captain?
Rifton puffed out his narrow chest importantly.
Because I'm the highest-ranking rat in Riftguard.